Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacking. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. Great job just sticking with the core promise of the podcast.
Thanks. I almost didn't. This week on the show, we're talking about Good and Gather plant-based meatless chicken meatballs. That's a mouthful. Dinner at Jin Yao Ramen and trying Marie Callender's strawberry, rhubarb, streusel, pie. Two mouthfuls in one intro.
Do you think it's Jin Yao? Jin Yao? Jinya?
Let's see if I can find a pronunciation. It's a good question.
Do you think it would be like a Google pronunciation, or do you think I would want it to be the owner of the restaurant saying what their restaurant is called?
This seems like a page that's going to give my computer a virus. Oh, here's a video about it.
I love ramen.
Jinya. Listen,
all right.
We went to Jinya Ramen Bar.
You sure we did?
We sure did.
We sure did. That's a better way to put it. Sure we did sound sarcastic, like we didn't, or I don't believe that we did, but I was there.
You were.
I was there. There's two L's in calendar? Let me just pick this apart. I think she's got it wrong.
Listener, what I did was I stood the box of pie that's sitting next to me on its side so he could read that there are, in fact, two L's in calendar.
I think she's got it wrong, though. I think there's only one L in calendar.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And there's an A at the end.
Yeah.
Not E. So, Marie, you fucked up.
Yeah, Marie, gosh.
How's it going, Becky?
Hey, I am good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's good?
We are going to the Indie Craft Experience later today.
Okay.
I am excited to shop for some handmade gifts for my friends and family for the holidays.
Okay.
I took Bandit to the vet yesterday.
Yeah? That good?
Not great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's fine, everyone, but he needs dental work, but he's not dying or anything. He just needs dental work.
I mean, we're all dying.
And it's very, well, yeah, in the larger sense.
Yeah. Inching down that path. Some of us faster than others.
Just crawling hand over fist. Yeah,
some of us are running.
Well, Bandit needs dental work, and we are getting some quotes from different vets on it because, y'all, dental work, whew, because they put them to sleep, or no, they put them under.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry. Gosh. They put them under, and so all of the monitoring and medication to do that is expensive. Anyway.
Hey, I think you could widen that to just say vet shit is expensive. When have you ever gotten the cheap?
Not one time.
Right.
But my point is, we're getting quotes from different vets, and we received one via email late yesterday, and on it, it was a quote for a senior dog.
Yeah.
Bandit's a senior dog, everybody.
Yep.
I'm not dealing with this news well. I'll be honest.
Well, it doesn't help that we thought he was 8 for no reason for a long time. And then when we actually looked at his records, we saw that he was 11.
Yeah.
So you lose 3 years instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. I was going to say, just to keep things bright, that the only discount I've ever received at the vet was for euthanasia. And it's happened multiple times.
Good Lord.
So that's the way to get the discount.
Ugh.
Is make it the last visit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's nice of them to do that, though.
Whew. Turned dark.
Yeah, Dave, maybe put a content warning at the top of this one.
I think I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got dark, y'all. I'm
but
sorry.
But then everybody's going to see the content warning and be like, what happened to their animals?
Mm-hmm.
So don't overdo it, but don't underdo it either.
Whew, okay.
Thread that needle. You know what it's getting time for, though?
What is it
out there
for?
Chex Mix season.
Chex Mix season's coming.
It's here.
Yeah,
it's
it
here.
Has arrived.
Yeah. It's not the same cadence as what apparently you needed for your sing song, but it is here. It's complicated this year because of the midterms. No, I'm just kidding. It's complicated this year because I got a crown and I have to stay away from hard foods until I get my permanent crown. And so I'm missing like 2 or 3 weeks of peak Chex Mix season.
Ugh.
I know.
That's really rough.
I know, but I was all hot to go spicy this year. Hot to go even spicier. Last year, I did habanero Tabasco in there, and that was real good. And this year, I was going to go even further. I've got this peach habanero hot sauce that I was going to look into.
Mm.
I know.
Oh, you've got those Hatch chili sprinkles, too, that you got from Trader Joe's. Those would be good on Chex Mix.
You think Hatch chili and habanero would work together?
Mm-mm.
I feel like it's two different directions. Yeah.
Separate batches.
Okay, so you've signed me up for 2 batches of Chex Mix, I see.
Historically, you make multiple batches of Chex Mix over the holiday season.
Yeah, and historically, I've started well before now.
True.
So, something's wrong.
We'll have to bleed into January.
Yeah, let's be depressed or something. Speaking of,
gosh,
what,
listener? I'm so
it's okay
sorry.
To talk about how you're depressed.
It is. This has just been a dark intro from the jump.
Who do people listen to this for? The answer is they don't.
LOLs.
They don't listen to this at all. No, they don't listen for LOLs. I think if you're listening for LOLs, you're disappointed. If you're listening for vegan content, you're disappointed. If you're listening to selfishly, in my case, if you're listening to see how you sounded, you're disappointed.
Oh, gosh.
If you're listening for vet tips, disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Our vet tips are not great.
I think the only thing that you could possibly come away with this with in a positive way is, like, if you're listening for one news headline a week, it's frequently way out of date. But it's not time for that yet. We're still soaking in the tub, getting to know each other.
Your tow hosts are in a mood today.
You don't seem to be in much of a mood, though.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not.
You're well rested.
Yes.
Got up about 45 minutes ago.
I got up at 10:30.
No.
I sat in the bed until 11.
I think you need to... like an on-the-air light outside of the door that you flip.
Yeah.
Because the child wanted to come in and snuggle you and crawl on the bed with you. And I was like, no, you cannot do that. It is disruptive to people who are sleeping. You need to let people sleep. That's the front of my face is saying that. And the back of my face is looking at a watch going, what the fuck?
I was really tired.
Yeah, this is every
we stayed
morning.
Up late finishing.
Oh,
don't
my
worry, darling.
God. Hold on, is this talking to views?
Mm-hmm.
Lights, camera, action! It's talking to views.
Can I See? Just say that theme song really boosted my mood? I feel like I need to add that to my my Apple Music so that I can play it whenever I need a little mood boost.
Why did you try to get me not to play it then?
I didn't know I was going to do that, but it did.
It sets the tone for us.
Oh, it was great.
It's arguably most important for us to be in the right mindset going into this stuff.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I mean, what are we just coloring numbers? Painting by numbers? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Coloring numbers is very funny.
All right, now we're in talking toe views.
So we stayed up late. Okay, so on Friday night.
Yes.
We started the film, Don't Worry, Darling.
That's right. It's on HBO Max.
And
now streaming.
I fell asleep halfway through. Just completely.
Three quarters of the way through.
Oh, was it 3/4? Okay.
Right before. A big twist.
Yeah. And I just passed out. It was wild.
Yeah.
I don't even understand it. And
Yeah, you had your eyes open. I paused it to use the restroom, number one. And
yeah,
then when I came back.
Long. Well, I don't know. I was asleep.
Why are you all right, hold on. We're going to put Talking Toe Views on pause. Why are you editorializing about my bathroom behavior more and more often? We were at Jinya Ramen yesterday, and I asked the server if there was any paprika, because I got surprised at Wagabama. I didn't expect it. So I was like, well, I guess you got to ask now, you know, you'll never know. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no. And I said, okay, I didn't think so. But, you know, I have an intolerance for paprika. And Becky, you interrupted me and said, he gets violently ill when he eats it.
He does.
Why does anybody need to know? A, it's not violently ill. I throw up.
That's violent. That's
not, no, violently ill is like projectile vomit on the wall. Like pooping your whole lunch out of your pants.
I think of vomiting like as violently
sick.
Ill.
Violently ill is worse than just getting sick.
Oh.
Like one time I got sick. This episode fucking sucks. One time I got sick for like 36 hours straight, and there wasn't an hour that went by without me like throwing up. That's violently ill.
Oh.
If I have paprika, I'm not like throwing up because of something you ate is bad.
Yes.
Like it's fine for it to just be that. It doesn't need to be violently ill. Second of all, the server doesn't need to know any of that context. It arguably like burdens them with having to like stay composed.
Well, I truly until this moment thought that violently ill just means it makes you throw up.
Anyway,
I fell asleep.
Number one. And then I come back in from the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you were awake when I went into the bathroom, did a quick pee-pee, came out, and you are like comatose. And then you got up and shuffled off to bed.
You told me to go to bed.
Yes.
I was fast asleep.
Was I supposed to like talk you into staying up?
Rally? No. We did the right thing. So I went to bed.
We did the right thing.
And then on Saturday night, we were like, let's finish this movie.
Yeah.
So we sat down and we finished Don't Worry, Darling. Yeah. And then we binged Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
And so I was up very late.
We didn't binge Reservation Dogs.
We watched like four episodes.
We watched one episode.
Oh, then what did we do?
We watched Avenue 5.
Oh, you're right. We binged Avenue 5. Jesus we watched Christ. A lot of TV last night. It's all coming back to me now. Anyway,
we're more coherent when we're talking about gross potty stuff and dogs that are aging and will die one day than we are the TV shows we watched last night. Maybe talking toe views is a doomed segment. Maybe we don't do it. Because it's just like...
I love the theme.
Scatterbrained. Like, then it was funny.
Anyway, Don't Worry, Darling is an excellent movie, and I enjoyed
excellent
it.
Excellent movie. Wow.
Oh, maybe not excellent.
Yeah.
You should watch it, though. It's fun.
It's fun. I enjoyed it. It's really fun. I think it's getting a lot of hate. It had some bad press going into it because of some drama with all of the people involved. And I think that put a little bit of a stain on its premiere. I think that there's a lot of it that's told inelegantly, but it tries to act like it's telling the story elegantly. And I think that those two things worked to like sandbag it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun to watch.
I didn't know anything about the press. I hadn't even heard of this movie. And then you put it on. And so from that perspective, it was a fun ride. I enjoyed it.
Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine at a event. Yeah.
Wow.
Like he was walking back up to the seat. And Chris Pine reached his hand out to shake it or something like that. And Harry Styles spit in his hand and sat down right next to him.
Wow.
I'll show you the gif of it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fun ride. And then Reservation Dogs is a very sweet show. And it is actually excellent. And everyone should watch it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And then Avenue 5, also very fun ride.
Very fun ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of recommendations in this Toe Views.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, it's Talking Toe News. This is a segment every week on the podcast where I try to steer us back on track and make us a good podcast or a better podcast at the very least by plucking a headline from the world of vegan news. And then present it and read about it and we discuss it. And this one is seasonable and I think it's kind of sweet too. So this one's from thehill.com.
Really?
The Beltway Insider rag covering politics.
Okay.
Are you okay with this?
I have mixed feelings about the hill, but I'm sure this will be fine. What is it?
Wow. Okay.
They do. Sometimes they do a good job, and sometimes I'm like, the hill, what are you doing?
That's the Beltway, baby.
That is the Beltway, baby.
You can't get in there without getting a little dirty.
Oh,
get a little mud on your shoes.
Bandit just stood up when we started talking about the hill. He said, those reporters are just doing their best. Bandit, honey, don't mix in.
Yeah.
I will. Bandit,
more like pundit. Right?
More right. Like pundit.
More like pundit. All right, this one's by Judy Kurtz. Posted on 11/10/22, November 10th, at 1:40 p.m. Raskin to honor late son with vegan Thanksgiving. Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland, is giving away a vegan Thanksgiving feast in honor of his late son. The lawmaker is teaming up with PETA on Saturday for an event in Silver Spring, Maryland, handing out what the animal rights group is calling a hearty thanks vegan feast. The meat and dairy-free giveaway is in honor of Raskin's 25-year-old son, Tommy Raskin, who died by suicide last year. Mm-hmm. Tommy Raskin was a longtime vegan and defender of animal rights, according to PETA. With Raskin's help, PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said in a Thursday statement, "We are happy to assist local families with their Thanksgiving meals." Great statement. Oh, here's more. PETA encourages everyone to leave gentle turkeys off their plates this holiday and every day, Newkirk said. The turkeyless Thanksgiving nosh will include vegan roasts and fresh produce. And yeah, gives a little bit of backstory about Raskin and the memoir of his son's death. But yeah, a little uplifting moment inside the Beltway for Thanksgiving.
That is a really sweet way to take a tragedy and turn it into some good vibes.
Yeah.
I think that's sweet.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of roast they had.
It's interesting that they called it Thanks Vegan instead of Thanks Living. I feel like I feel like Thanks Living is kind of the except. No? Thanks Vegan?
Why are you saying Thanks Living though?
I feel like I see everyone calling it Thanks Living.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it all over vegan Instagram and vegan Twitter.
I don't really go there.
Oh. No. I don't know what to say to that.
It's not pejorative.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. So you're my first exposure. You are saying Thanks Living like it's something I should be hooking into so that we can like ride down the stream together. But I'm not familiar with it. I don't have a boat on the stream. You have to do all the work. Why do they call it Thanks Living?
Because you're not killing anybody.
Thanks Living as a term doesn't mean anything.
It rhymes with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Thanksgiving is a term that means something, though. It means you're giving thanks. Thanks Living is you're living thanks?
You're thankful that you're not killing any turkeys.
I don't understand how the term Thanks Living like inherently suggests that.
I don't know. It's just a common term that I hear all the time.
And you now have to defend it because you've introduced it.
I'm going to Google it.
Even if you didn't coin it. I think that
I didn't coin it.
I know. I just said you didn't coin it, Becky.
Here's some YouTube videos about it.
Ooh, I just got a text to increase my size and hardness with no prescription.
Oh.
Yeah, I get this text every day.
10 ways to turn Thanksgiving into Thanks Living. Thanks Living hashtag on Instagram. Thanks Living. How to live a life of thanks in an ungrateful world. Ooh. Thanksgiving or Thanks Living? Etc.
Okay. I'm not doubting that it's a thing that's in the world. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't.
The term doesn't make sense. Like, the concept does make sense.
Yeah.
It deserves a better term that makes more sense when you, like, you hear it and you're like, that's what that means. Arguably, Thanks Vegan means a lot more, like, it needs no unpacking. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's not catchy like Thanks Living is. Thanks Living over-indexes on catchiness. Underperforms on descriptiveness.
Okay, well, crosswalk.com says it's a lifestyle showing gratitude in action every day and at all times. Thanks Living begins in the mind, filters through our attitudes, and plays out in our actions. I believe there are many ways we can build on Thanksgiving Day to cultivate honoring Thanks Living. Yeah. Oh, you had me and you lost me, Crosswalk.
It was pretty clear that that's where it was headed.
Oh, really?
Nothing vegan about it.
And,
but no, I think like...
Oh, it's all churchy.
Look, the concept of Thanks Living, taking thankfulness, gratitude, and expanding that into a daily practice. 100%. God, Christians don't own that. Religion doesn't own that. Everybody, vegans don't own that. That should be, you know, like that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a vegan movement, though.
Yeah.
Needs a little explanation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, thanks vegan. Hey, if that church tried to adopt thanks vegan and say that this is a daily practice of gratitude.
Crosswalk. I just got that, too. Crosswalk.com. It's a church.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need me to do the box step from
could you
my
just
high school? That's a bit of a crosswalk.
Oh.
Wow. So.
Oh, wait. I wanted to also say that this episode is coming out on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Toeheads, we hope you had a really happy one and didn't eat any turkeys.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Tofu. I almost got the name of the podcast wrong because we have cleverly named too many segments.
Toth something.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm starting to think we're not really good at this.
Starting to.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of do want that spindrift though. Can I put it on some ice?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go do that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, we're back.
I'm back with my spindrift.
Dave's got his spindy. We are ready to talk about some mediocre meatballs.
Wow, you're giving it away.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What I meant to say was, so Dave came home with these Good and Gather plant-based meatless chicken meatballs.
I saw them. I was excited.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I was excited.
Yeah. A non-beef meat alternative is exciting.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
They sat in the freezer for a bit, though, at least for me.
Well, we've been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. And so we ended up eating them separately as parts of our lunches last week, the week before.
We're also, I can't speak for both of us, but I'm also trying to move away from the air fryer a little bit.
At lunch?
In general.
In general.
Late night snacks, trying to move away from the air fryer.
Yeah.
Lunch, trying to move away from the air fryer. I feel like creature comforts adopted during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's maybe time to move away from some of them.
We're talking about throwing some corn dogs in the air fryer, kind of moving away from the air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not banning it.
Yeah.
But not defaulting to it either.
Right. It's more and more these days a tofu cooking machine for us, which has, I think, been probably best for our overall health.
Maybe. I do wonder if the oven air fryer might not be better for tofu cooking.
Yeah?
Because, hear me out, mm-hmm. think about the air fryer. This is stinky.
Yeah.
Varying degrees of stinky. The one we had before this, very stinky. Mm-hmm. The one we had now, the one we had before this started out not stinky, became very stinky, and then became difficult to clean to a point where it was not stinky.
Yeah.
And by stinky, I mean that oil smell, the fry smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sticks in the house. We don't have good ventilation in the house. So it's like, if you air fry, you live in that smell for like the next 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Sucks. So, and then we got a different air fryer, and that one's stinky right out of the gate. I think whatever money we saved.
Is this the Ninja that you're talking
about? The
Ninja,
about? Yeah. I wasn't trying to name.
Oh, sorry. Like,
to do brands, because I'm bad at, I don't want to put my hangups on a, like, it's not Ninja's fault, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because I'm sensitive to smell, and it's stinky.
You are. And listener, I would like to interject here that I didn't notice either of them being particularly stinky. I mean, you smell cooking smells, but then I didn't notice the smell lingering the way that you did. But that's,
it's, you don't smell anything ever. 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 Our house leaked gas and you didn't smell it. 3 times.
Yeah. No, wait. One of the times it was me that noticed it because I went to take a shower. And when I came out, I was like, everybody out. Mm. But then the other times not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was real bad that time though.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
The oven is set up to kind of filter out its own smells internally a little bit more.
In what way?
It's bigger and there's more space for the smells to go. God damn it, don't look at me like that.
I'm trying to wrap my head. Yeah.
Air fried stuff doesn't smell as bad in the oven.
Okay, if you
prefer. It just doesn't. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I can't tell you why, but
I'm happy to make tofu in the oven air fryer if you prefer.
My guess is that the chamber is more insulated from, and there's a whole bunch of oven around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe the path for smells to get out and get to my nose, it's got some walls there.
There's something's happening because you feel like it doesn't smell as much.
You are being so condescending
right now. I know, I'm being supportive.
If this is what you call being supportive, I would hate to hear what you call being condescending.
I'm happy to use that for the tofu. It's fine.
You didn't seem sold on the idea when I brought it up at first. And now it seems like you're agreeing to it just because you want me to stop talking.
No, I'm into it. It's fine. I can make the tofu in there.
Does it make it more difficult for you to do?
No. Takes a few more minutes because that one doesn't air fry as hot or something.
What?
But yeah, you have to cook stuff longer in there. That's why we got the current one, is because that one, stuff wasn't cooking.
Hmm.
But it's fine.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the oven.
Yeah. It takes longer in there.
The oven.
Oh, our oven.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to rescind all my doubts. I thought you meant the countertop oven. You mean the oven.
I'm
oven.
So upset right now. Yes.
All this time, I thought you meant the countertop
oven. So you thought when I was describing a chamber inside of a larger structure.
Yeah, I was trying to picture it.
And that I was saying the word oven over and over and over again. You thought I meant the old air fryer.
Yeah. I did, which we still keep and use as a toaster because it's a great toaster.
It's a great toaster.
Anyway, I was confused. Now I know what you mean, and I'm sold and I'm in.
So we're talking about the oven.
Yes, no problem.
Do you want to go into the kitchen with me and us both point to the appliance that we're both thinking about so that we can be sure?
The big oven. The one with the clock on it. The one with a stove on top.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm in. I've got it. And I'm on team oven.
Okay.
For Jesus tofu, Christ. Starting now.
Okay, great.
Great. So anyway.
These chicken meatballs sucked. They were bland. They were bland.
They came with a buffalo sauce that you're supposed to toss them in.
Who the hell eats buffalo chicken meatballs?
I mean.
Who's doing that?
It wasn't me.
Why is that the default? This place, this Target.
Good and Gather is one of the Target store brands, for those unfamiliar.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yay, no problem.
They sell one type of chicken meatball.
And it's buffalo.
And it's buffalo chicken meatballs.
It's because they know it doesn't taste like anything otherwise.
Yeah. Barbecue is right there. A barbecue option is right there.
Yeah. It's weird.
A garlic sauce option would even be okay.
Or, hear me out, season the meatball.
Here,
I mean, Target do it, not me.
But I know.
Okay.
I know. We're both like talking to Target when we do this.
Yes.
But they have made a meatball that is entirely dependent on the seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely dependent on the packet.
Yeah.
And that's the only packet that you can buy it with?
Yeah. So I did not use the buffalo sauce.
Me either, because who would?
I used it on a sandwich. I sliced them in half so they wouldn't be rolling all around. And I used it on a sandwich with dill pickle mustard, sweet pickles, avocado, and mayo. So I had a lot of flavor going into my sandwich because I kind of felt like these might be a little bland because they came with a sauce packet. And I was like, oh, that's not a good sign. And I thought they were okay. The texture was fine, but they were like kind of mushy. They didn't all fit on my sandwich, so I made a buffalo ranch and I dipped them in that, and that was fine. I would not get them again. And they were slightly bready, which I thought was weird because they weren't breaded. Like the chicken-y part was bready. These were just a miss. Don't get them.
I don't know why you would have a food podcast and be charitable to garbage food like this. Like, I don't know why you're being polite and being like, it was okay. It was like, this is bad. This is bad food. This is a step backwards.
I would say because the reason I'm saying they were fine is because I ate it. I didn't throw out. Listen, there have been.
Did you not get violently ill?
I didn't get violently ill. But there have been a few items that we've tried on this podcast that were so, like, I had to spit them out.
Right.
And this isn't spitting it out bad, but it was edible. But the sandwich I made would have been better just with the elements I described, maybe some lettuce and tomato instead of the chicken.
You're describing the difference between an F and an F minus.
Yeah. No, like a D and an F. These are a D to me.
These are an F. These have failed.
Yeah, they have.
They have failed. Now, that cheese that we had with Lee.
Yes.
That was an F minus.
Yeah.
You can go worse than this. That doesn't mean that this is better. Like, there's a world where neither passes and one fails harder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
Why are we tiptoeing here?
Good and gather, season your shit.
More like bad and dropped.
Yep. More like bad and dropped is correct.
I'm going to introduce a new rating system just for this episode.
Okay.
And I'm going to declare the Good and Gather plant-based meatless chicken meatballs a worry darling rating. What would you give it? It's a 2-point scale. There's don't worry darling, and then there's worry darling.
Oh, darling, you better worry. Worry about these meatballs. Don't eat them.
Yeah. So, sorry, that's two worry darlings given to the plant-based meatless chicken meatballs.
Spend your money on something better.
Garbage food. Just garbage food. I wouldn't feed these to a dumpster.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we did.
No, I ate them. Did you throw yours out?
No.
Do we have some left?
No.
No, because I made the rest of the bag. That's why I had extras that wouldn't fit in my sandwich.
Okay.
I was pretty hungry that day.
All right. Well, I would feed these to a dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there were more left, I would feed them to a dumpster.
Yeah. They were a real letdown, too, because I was very excited. I had kind of in my mind a flavor and texture profile. Which that's on me, I guess. But it wasn't that. In my mind, they were like poultry seasoning seasoned, you know? I feel like when you're doing a plant-based chicken, putting poultry seasoning in there is a great move. That's what I always do when I'm making like a chicken fried tofu or something. And then in my mind, it was a texture with more of a snap, like a seitan almost, but more dense. And that we didn't get any of that.
It's particularly frustrating because The chicken nugget is basically a chicken meatball that's overfried.
Yeah.
All you need to do is go that direction and stop a couple of steps before the super breaded fried chicken nugget.
Yeah, just don't bread it.
Right. Or lightly bread it.
Yeah.
You lightly bread a meatball.
Sure.
It's not illegal.
Yeah.
Let's pull ourselves out of this bad meatball hole and go into a good ramen hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramen hole. Ramen hole. Last Friday, we talked about our just lackluster experience at the Atlanta Wagamama location.
Oh.
And I do think my intense noodle craving yesterday was partly because I was still like thinking about that like disappointing noodle experience.
Big bummer.
So I decided that we were going to get noodles. We were going to get new noodles from somewhere we haven't been. And so I opened my map app and I typed noodles. And I saw a list come up. And on the list was Jinya Ramen Bar, which I, when I saw the name, I was like, that sounds familiar. And the Pakistani vegan had just posted about taking her family there. And I was like, well, they definitely have vegan options. And her kid liked it. And we have a kid that we would like to have an enjoyable dining experience with.
That's somebody's handle. That is not...
Yes, the Pakistani vegan is an Instagram user. That's her name on Instagram. Follow her. She's incredible.
Yeah.
I'll link to her profile.
That layer.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I'll link to her profile in the show notes. Sorry, in my mind, everyone knows who she is. And maybe they do. She's pretty great.
They should.
They should. She's great. She makes great food. Anyway, she posted about this. When I saw the name pop up on Maps, I was like, it's meant to be. We're going to Jinya Ramen Bar for dinner. And we did that.
Yeah.
We got there at 5:45 p.m. And there was already a 25-minute wait for a table. So my recommendation, if you are going, is to call ahead, see if you can get on that list. Because we waited. And by the time we were seated, I was very hungry.
You sound like a hermit who has just re-entered society from like a thousand-year slumber. But Saturday night,
it was
in Atlanta.
But it was 5:45. That's six, early bird special territory.
It truly is not.
Oh. It feels
it's
so...
It's the early dinner time, yes. It six, feels... 6 o'clock is the early dinner time. 8 o'clock is the dinner time. 10 o'clock is the late dinner time. This is... As a world, this is what we do.
I guess I thought getting there before 6, we wouldn't have a big wait.
4 o'clock is the early bird special.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I'm just saying, Saturday night, in town Atlanta, popular dining spot. Not a huge space.
Yeah, true. It was not a very big space. And their patio was closed because it was so cold out.
And after, spoiler alert, after that meal... I'm surprised the wait wasn't twice as long.
Yeah, true.
And I hope it never is.
Yeah, me too. But also, gosh, it was so good. They do a really like brisk takeout business too.
Because
when I just was seeing people constantly picking up orders to go.
Yeah. Same guy. Just kept coming in. You'd hear a lot of loud eating outside. And then he'd come in again and pick up another order.
He was so hungry.
Yeah.
So by the time we got seated, we were all ravenous. And... So the server came and she started her spiel and I kind of wanted to interrupt her and be like,
yeah, it's tacky to do kind of like you're trying to save them the effort, but it also comes off like you're just like, let me stop you there.
But then you let her do her whole spiel. So she was telling us about like the pork and the chicken stuff. And I feel like if after that you're like, so what are the vegan options? Like then she's like, you let me go through all of, I feel like not that she said that, but you know, I feel like letting her go through all of that, like wouldn't you feel a little silly?
I don't know. I feel like if it was me, I would have the script pretty well formed in my head and any deviation from it, I would be like, well, I'm way off track because now I don't know what to include from section 4 and what to leave out. Like, because she was, it's not like she presented vegan options, pork options, chicken options.
Yeah.
She was presenting like all the side dish options, all the main dish options, options of the, I can't talk anymore. Have you noticed that? I can't talk on the podcast anymore.
It's a problem. No, just kidding. Oh. It's a problem I have also.
I'm getting worse at this.
Yeah, so she was giving us like all the hits of the menu, and I don't know. I just kind of felt bad letting her go through that whole spiel of being like 80% of this I don't.
Right.
Is a no from me. So we were very hungry. So as soon as she finished the spiel, I asked if the caramelized cauliflower and the tempura Brussels sprouts were vegan. She said the caramelized cauliflower is for sure, and she would have to check on the Brussels sprouts. I said, well, if the Brussels are vegan, we want them both. If not, just the caramelized cauliflower. And so she came back out with the cauliflower, said the Brussels sprouts aren't vegan. A bummer, but not surprising.
Yeah.
Dave, your thoughts on the cauliflower?
Let's just go through everything that we ordered and then kind of go bing, bing, boom.
Well,
what do you think?
Okay. So we got the cauliflower.
We got way too much food.
We ordered so much food. We also ordered as starters. So we ordered that. We were so hungry. I was like, I need food in my face. And then we ordered more appetizers. We got, they have an impossible bun and an impossible gyoza that are both vegan. We were like, bring those two.
Bring the gyoza to me is what you said out loud.
That is what
you
I said.
Stood up and crossed your arms.
That's what I
and
did.
She said, what? And he said, I'll order the impossible gyoza.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with the cauliflower. What did you think?
Okay, we're doing just all the...
Let's do starters, and then we'll do entree.
Okay. The cauliflower was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little pine nut thing going on in the... I was struggling to describe what this was. It wasn't sauce because it's not on top of the thing, but it's what it was cooked in. But it's not broth, although there is residue at the bottom of the plate.
I think that's sauce. It's just sauce that didn't stick. It fell to the bottom.
Hmm. Okay. I thought it was good. I gotta say.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Wagamama's cauliflower was better.
It was.
Yeah.
Also, this cauliflower was not caramelized. It was roasted. It was good. It was nice and crispy. The sauce was like very lemon juice forward. And then the pine nuts were nice and crunchy and buttery, but they didn't really like, they all fell to the bottom. Like it was hard to, if I wanted a bite with pine nuts and cauliflower, I had to kind of build it and carefully. And it's also really hard to pick up pine nuts with chopsticks from a bowl. Because of the angle, too. Like on a plate, maybe you could do a little easier, go in from the side, but going in from the top, like you're one pine nut at a time. Anyway,
I was pretty good at it.
Yeah. Well, you're a pro.
It just needs to be said that I didn't have the problem that you're describing.
I was like, actually about to say,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That Dave did a great job.
Good.
But yeah, I thought this was good, but of the appetizers, definitely not.
Let's get to that bun.
Let's get to that bun.
That bun, I think, was my top pick.
Yeah.
My top nibble.
I'm still thinking about that bun.
Well, we're talking about it.
Yes, it's true. So it was, oh my gosh. It was like a bao bun.
Yeah.
And vegan bao is not very common. Bao usually contains egg. It's like the fluffy bun, like a sandwich basically, but it's like a fluffy, almost pancakey.
We were all pretty sure that the bun was not vegan. And said, well, why don't we just look just to be sure? The server, kudos for being up for this shit. Pulled out a grid. We all like squinted at it. And turns out like it was the long shot and it was vegan.
Yeah.
So we were like, get it.
So it's half an impossible burger.
Patty, yeah.
And then inside of a bao bun with Japanese pickles and vegan mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these like ginger garlic flavors. And then they describe it as a guacamole on top.
Yeah.
It was more like an avocado mash, I felt like.
Yeah.
Guacamole would have been weird.
Yeah.
What we got was better.
This was avocado plus, though.
Yeah, it was seasoned for sure. And the flavor.
God. So good. Just so good. So soft, fluffy, pillowy, savory, sweet.
So good.
It was everything.
The final bite. Dave gave me the final bite.
Yeah. Let's stay on that for a minute.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
Ladies, find yourself a man who gives you the final bite.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This one's taken. No, seriously. Stop calling.
So this was a big final bite. I actually was able to make it into two bites. And the first final bite had the rest of the patty. So my final was just the bun. And I've got to tell you, it was like eating a cloud.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
So good.
That is a must order. Then the last thing we got was the impossible gyoza. I thought this was okay. I prefer a veggie gyoza, I think, to a meaty one.
I liked these. I think I was a little bit disappointed with the presentation of them in the sense that the gyoza was fried, obviously, but one side of it was very heavily fried. And I like dumplings to be soft and pillowy. Not pillowy like a bao, but
yeah, soft and like tender.
Right. But this one had like a hard floor to it. And so the texture I kept having to get around. I thought what was in there was fine. It was greasy. It's fried. It was definitely like a guilty pleasure treat. Not something that, I don't know, kind of worked against the idea of the rest of what we ordered. Not that we were ordering health food.
Right.
But this seemed this seemed particularly unhealthy.
Yeah, it was heavy. I didn't love the gyoza.
Right. Yep.
I don't think I would get it again. Yeah. I think I would just get as many buns as I could fit in my belly.
Having that as an option, though, was amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would probably get the cauliflower and the bun again.
I'd get the bun. I'd skip the cauliflower and you could maybe talk me into the gyoza.
Actually, you know what? I would skip the cauliflower and we'll get to why when we talk about our...
Did you get violently ill?
Our noodles. Yep.
Whoa.
No. Toeheads. This was a dream of an experience. Spoiler, we loved this place. So for the entree, our kid got the vegan kids meal, which is an actual thing. And then so he was looking at the kids menu. And he was like, and I want fries. And I was like, buddy, I don't think they have fries at this place. And he was like, the non-vegan kids meal comes with fries. And I was like, you can get the fries.
Yeah.
So he got the vegan kids meal and a side of fries. And he liked his kids meal.
His kids meal.
It was a smorgasbord.
Yeah. It was everything.
It was the creamy ramen without the spicy chili oil in it, which the creamy ramen was like noodles and tofu and spinach and like a creamy broth.
Yeah. You keep saying the creamy ramen like it's a thing that the listeners should already know about.
Oh, yeah. I do. And then it also came with a mini rice bowl, which was rice with corn, seasoned broccoli. Impossible meat, and broccoli. Mm-hmm. It came with steamed cauliflower, which he did not eat, which... fine.
Came with a salad, which is like, guys, kids.
It came with a salad. He's never going to eat that. And then it came with edamame, which he ate every last bit of.
Yeah.
It was a great meal. I would eat that.
Yeah.
It was a great kids meal.
Generous size and relatively reasonable priced.
And like pretty healthy. And also it's not like a chicken tender kind of kids. I feel like a lot of times when you go to a restaurant, the kids menu has nothing to do with the rest of the food. It's just like
chicken fingers and
mac
fries.
And cheese. Yeah. And it was really nice to see a kids meal that not only was kid friendly, but like...
Yeah, the taco. You forgot the taco.
Oh, and it also came with a mini impossible taco with that same guacamole that was on the bun. And he was really excited about that. And that mini taco is so cute and little. It's like the size of a playing card.
Yeah.
Very cute. Size of the deck of cards, really, like fatness too. That was really cute.
Yeah.
He ate that taco first.
And then we got to the star of the show, which we both ordered.
Yeah. They have three vegan ramen options. And Dave was going to order the one that we both ordered from the jump. And I was really trying to talk myself into getting one of the others. And then I was like, but I want this one.
Yeah.
And so I just got it.
Yep.
We'll have to go back.
Yeah.
It was the spicy creamy ramen.
Creamy vegan ramen.
Spicy creamy.
That's the name of the menu item.
They have a spicy creamy ramen that's not vegan.
Yeah.
Why don't you go for it?
I got to describe it. You probably typed it out better.
Yes. The first thing I typed was, holy crap, that broth. So good.
Oh, I meant like describing what was in it.
Oh, what was in it. Sure. It was ramen in a creamy vegetable broth with chili oil and soy sauce drizzled on top. And then there was spinach in there and silken tofu. And that's it. And so I mentioned earlier that I wouldn't get the cauliflower. And that is because I believe that what you're supposed to do at Jinya is order the ramen, and the ramen's kind of a base. They have all these toppings. There's tons of veggie toppings you can add, and non-veggie, but obviously not interesting to us. But next time I would get the creamy spicy ramen again, but add some more veggies to it instead of getting a veggie appetizer. I felt like there weren't enough veggies in the bowl, but that's because I think you're supposed to pick and choose your own.
I don't know, though. I mean, you've got your tofu, you've got your onion, you've got your fried onion, and then you've got your spinach. Along with the noodle, like that bowl had a lot going on already. I hear you about the option to add more stuff in, but that was a huge serving. of really like broth light, broth lighter than it could be because there was so much food in that bowl already.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of meant to be as is, but can only be plussed up by adding exactly what you would love about it.
Yeah, and there's just all kinds of veggies you can add. I definitely would add broccoli, maybe cauliflower. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just go wild.
Chicken meatballs.
Yeah, probably bring some from home, from Target. Yeah. Just cook them and then
give them the old Fellinis.
Plop some bready.
Hey, can you make these too?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So what did you talk about it? Talk about your experience.
I'm going to talk about this tofu. So I will talk about the tofu. I thought the tofu was light and fluffy and delightful. I thought the noodles were a little bit thicker than I was looking for, or that I was expecting, not that I was looking for, but I really enjoyed the feel of those noodles. I thought the spice level was on point. There was a significant heat to it, but it wasn't like a challenging level of spice where it's like, no, prove to me that you can eat this, you know? It had a good heat. I thought that the fried onions added a really interesting texture to each bite because they kind of got, you know, swooped into the broth and made wet, but they did not lose their crunch. Mm-hmm. And I thought overall it was just couldn't love it more.
Yeah. So some of the veggie toppings that you could get are...
You won't let these veggie toppings go.
Look, I'm really excited about going back and adding toppings. You can add fresh garlic for free, which had I known that, I would have done it. I just did not know. Everything else costs. So you can add green onion, fried onion, spicy bean sprouts, spinach, which would be extra spinach, corn, broccoli, broccolini, bamboo shoots, Brussels sprouts, impossible meat soboro, or impossible patty, a whole ass impossible patty just on top. Ooh. Dave, you can add bok choy.
Ooh.
Mushroom.
Now you're talking.
All these great toppings. It just, oh, it sounds so, anyway, that I think that would be really a fun way to mix it up and still keep ordering because that creamy broth was just so good.
Yeah.
So just like Dave said, it was just absolutely perfect. I couldn't stop eating the silken tofu. I think I'd also add extra of that because the texture of the tofu with the creamy broth was just.
Dream. A dream.
Oh, so, so good. And the noodles, I mean, they were ramen noodles in our ramen, which is nice.
Yeah. So the kid had a different noodle in there. And I was like, that's a ramen noodle. Which one was the ramen noodle?
Ours was ramen. Okay. His was soba. Ramen noodles are those curly, like they're kind of curly noodles.
It was thicker than I was expecting, though.
They did have fat.
It was a thicker noodle than I was expecting.
It was a thicker noodle. The kids' noodles, I think, were soba. I didn't try them, but that's just looking at them. That's okay. What it looked like.
It's funny that the kids' menu had a smaller noodle, not a smaller portion of the same noodle.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you're small. We're just scaling everything down.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
And here's a baby carrot.
Yeah.
Here's a baby taco. Okay.
Yeah. So I honestly, the service was amazing. I felt like the atmosphere in the room, like just the vibe in there was really nice. It was very crowded, but it didn't feel overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give Jinya Ramen a don't worry, darling. They got you.
Yeah. Do not worry. If you are vegan, they have you covered.
Darling, don't worry. Mm-mm. Don't worry. Oh, darling, you're going to stress yourself out worrying like that. Don't worry at Jinya Ramen.
Let us put your mind at ease.
Right.
Have them get out that allergen list. You will find that you can eat most of the vegetarian options on that menu. Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say is there is a vegetarian menu. The menu is the kind that you scan a QR code on your phone and you can actually, there's the main menu, the kids menu, a gluten-free menu, and a vegetarian menu. So you can already filter to see just the vegetarian options. And it seemed like almost all of them were vegan.
Yeah.
Just the Brussels sprouts, and there's one ramen that I don't know why it wasn't vegan, but it didn't. The other two said vegan in the name, and the other one didn't.
Go ahead, sorry.
And I don't know why.
I think the only note that I would have for Jinya Ramen in their menu is that they just use the word vegetarian strangely. Like, in the description for the spicy, creamy, vegan ramen, at the end of the description it says vegetarian. And so,
but the name of the dish
is vegan.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of trained to, when I see vegetarian, be like, all right, that's a watch out. Let me, I got to get in there and see if we can ratchet our way into a vegan dish. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Keep that egg. So keep it in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a little bit misleading where they used the term. And I don't think it's intentional.
No. I think it's just, maybe, I wonder if it used to be everything vegetarian. Maybe it was the creamy vegetarian ramen and maybe. Then they changed it to say vegan and
right.
the menu's not, but they didn't update the whole menu. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I'm just trying to logic it out. It just, most of the stuff is vegan, even though it's labeled vegetarian, but you do have to ask.
Yeah. And they're ready to answer your question.
Yeah. At least our server was. She was yeah. incredible. I also wanted to do one last thank you to the Pakistani vegan for posting about this because it helped us figure out where to go and we had such a great time.
I think this is our new place. I don't know if we talked about this on the pod, but our weekly dinner out place has gone through some restructuring over the past couple of months due to quality issues and service issues. And we just couldn't find another place that really locks in on that weekly experience or has enough of a variety in the menu to really deliver on a weekly go out. But I think we might have found one.
Yeah, we have a new default.
Yeah.
It's so very exciting.
If you want to find us in person to insult us about our food takes, there's a 1 out of 7 chance you might find us at Jinya Ramen.
Around 6 p.m. Just on any given day. Dave.
Yeah.
Now
do you want to have this pie?
Pie,
we've cleared
pie,
off everything.
Pie.
All right.
So in one of our very first episodes, we shared the helpful tip that a lot of Marie Callender's pies are vegan. I learned this from our cousin Allie. And yeah, it's really helpful around the holidays mm-hmm. when you maybe don't have it in you to do a whole meal from scratch and a pie.
Or you just want to outsource
pie.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's fine too. Anyway, at the time we tried their peach lattice pie.
Uh-huh.
It was a delight.
Do you think the podcast was better back then?
I don't know. We'll have to listen back.
I think there was the promise that maybe these guys will get good at it back then.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So, like Dave mentioned earlier, he's got this crown. We actually have a backlog of snacks to try, but they're too crunchy.
He got this crown.
He can't eat crunchy stuff.
I'm going to get another crown too. I got another one on the horizon.
Maybe
then my mouth will be fixed.
Maybe we can fit in some crunchy snacks in the window. We'll see.
I have to see what my insurance looks like next year. I might be getting a Christmas crown.
Oh boy. So anyway, I was looking for a snack that we could try that would be crown appropriate, and I thought, why not revisit Marie Callender, try another one of her vegan pies?
And the new season of The Crown just dropped.
Yes, sure. A show that we do not watch,
but I know what it's about.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. Yeah. Probably good. There's just only so many hours.
Yeah.
We can watch TV. I got the strawberry rhubarb streusel pie specifically because the kid has been asking a lot about rhubarb lately. I don't know if they talk about it in a TV show he watches or what.
Well, I've been waiting to tell you this until just now, but I've never had rhubarb in my life, and I don't really know what rhubarb is, so I'm going to try and guess. I'm not going to look at my phone, and I'm going to try and guess what rhubarb is, and you tell me if I'm hot or cold.
Well, I will tell you that salad, that kale salad that we get at Dead End Drinks.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes has rhubarb in it.
Fresh rhubarb. I don't really get that kale salad, though.
Mm, okay.
I got the broccoli salad, and I get the agadashi tofu.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
See?
So you have not
had
rhubarb.
So it shows what you know.
Okay, well,
so
I was just trying to help.
Kind of. Yeah, you were trying to dismantle my segment before it even got started. So very cool. Again, good yes and energy there that I like. It's fun to try and combat that as we do these things. So I think that a rhubarb is like a potato.
Okay.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
I think a rhubarb is like a turnip?
Cold. Well, warm.
Okay. I think a rhubarb is like a beet.
Yeah, warm.
Okay. Now, in the beet space, I think a rhubarb is like a golden beet.
I feel like you're warm, but not in the way that you think. I don't know what else to say.
Wow.
Oh,
this is like a witch's riddle.
Well.
Is a rhubarb sweet?
Rhubarb is actually very sour.
Okay, so a rhubarb is sour, and it's like a turnip. It's like a sour turnip. Well, you're the one who said warm when I said turnip. So,
it's
like a turnip. It's more like a turnip than a potato, and it's sour.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a fruit?
No.
So it is a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Which a fruit is also a plant.
Yes.
I meant a vegetable.
Yeah.
So, okay. Is it squishy on the inside like a cucumber?
Gosh, I just feel like I really steered you wrong by saying you were warm.
Is it squishy on the inside like a cucumber?
No.
So it's hard on the inside like a beet?
No.
Is it...
Can I tell you why I said you were warm about beets and about turnips?
Are you saying that the segment's bad?
That what?
The segment is bad?
No, I'm saying I steered you wrong, maybe. The beets and turnips have green stocky parts, too, that come up out of the ground.
And that's why you said it was like a beet or a turnip.
In a way, it is. Yeah, I was wrong.
Is it a root vegetable?
I don't think so.
All right. This doesn't work if you can't answer the question. Just show me what a rhubarb is.
So this is rhubarb. Rhubarb is actually the stem of a plant, and the leaves are poisonous. Do not eat rhubarb leaves.
They're not in this pie, are they?
No. When you buy rhubarb at the grocery store, in general, the leaves are not on there.
How poisonous are the leaves?
Pretty poisonous.
Violently ill?
Yeah, I think so.
Death?
I think it's a possibility.
You think death is a possibility?
Rhubarb's pretty poisonous, the leaves. But the stems...
Why do we dance with this thing at all?
Because the stems are not, and they're delicious. They were like, if you eat them raw, they're like tart and zesty, but crunchy. Really nice in that kale salad, actually. But then usually rhubarb is prepared as part of a dessert with lots of sugar to counteract the tartness. But they have like a really nice texture. This is the rhubarb in your pie right here.
Please don't touch my food.
Well, don't eat that part.
You just served me a piece of pie and then touched part of it and said, well, don't eat that. And now you're putting that finger in your mouth.
It's off to the side.
God. Just live in a pigsty. Just disgusting people all around me. I don't know why we mess with rhubarb at all. This had better be amazing because I don't think it's worth the risk. I'm really nervous.
I don't think a sliver of the leaf is going to kill you, but you don't want to eat.
You just said death was on the table.
You don't want to take all the rhubarb leaves and make a stir fry.
Is this ours or mine?
That is ours.
Oh, okay. So you're touching your food too.
Yeah. But I'll just eat that little bite that's off to the side. You can have the rest.
It smells warm.
It is warm. I just baked it like right before we were recording. It was cooling while we were recording. Dave's making a face. It's not a good face. So this has like a crunchy streusel topping. You can hear him chewing it. Listen. And then it's got the strawberries and the rhubarb on the inside. I'll take a bite from the side in case you want the rest.
I do not want the rest.
Really?
So... Convince me that the strawberry part is not jelly.
There's big old pieces of strawberry in there.
It tastes like jelly. The texture is like jelly. Mm. I can't taste the rhubarb. I don't know what rhubarb tastes like still. And I'm afraid to try it again.
Oh.
It tastes like a strawberry pie. The crumble on top is good. The crust is good. But there's better pies in the world. I'll spend my time with those pies. No love lost.
I'm enjoying this pie. I like a strawberry rhubarb pie in general, though. Mm. And I've never had one with a streusel topping. This is lovely.
Yeah.
If you like strawberry rhubarb pie, you will like this pie.
Yep.
If you're afraid that rhubarb is going to kill you.
You're the one that said it.
The stems are perfectly safe. It's just the leaves.
The stem is not far from the leaf.
Yeah, the leaf is on the stem. Yes, but they get rid of it. They cut it away.
Yeah, but with the success rate of everything else that society is doing.
Fair enough.
Well, that's our show.
Do you want to write us a letter? Write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com Or you can slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to everyone. I will be honest with you. I am more on Instagram than Twitter these days.
Yeah.
Let us know you're out there, Toeheads.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Whoop! It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We will read yours on the pod.
That's a promise.
It pretty much is. You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. Also, I am now on Mastodon. And I am at Glue and Glitter at mass.to. If you want to follow me there, I did it yesterday. I have one follower, the person who told me about Mastodon.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing over there yet, but maybe it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm getting, what was that Facebook alternative? Remember back in the day?
Oh my gosh.
That everybody was like trying to get onto or trying to get an invite onto.
I was just thinking about it the other day too. Hello or something?
Something like that. I'm getting a real this vibe from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had this moment this week where it really looked likely or possible, not likely, that you'd wake up one day and Twitter just didn't exist anymore. Like it was never more possible than it was in this past week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about how amazing would that be?
God, it would change the world.
All of the gunk that had collected around the idea of Twitter. And all of these gunk communities, some of them garbage, some of them fun, some of them whatever. Like, what if that nucleus that they all gunked around was just gone and they just like all floated off into their own spaces and there was no centralized place for all of that anymore? And yeah, you'd lose a little bit of something, but you'd lose a lot of something that you don't like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how awesome that would be. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, by the way, and Instagram, and I'm Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Yeah.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. As of this recording, Twitter is still working.
It's true. Goodbye. Dave.
That was it.
Say goodbye.
I don't have to say goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.